Petersburg's smaller water reservoir is at City Creek, about 3 miles from downtown. It's about one-fifth the size of a larger and newer reservoir at Cabin Creek. The dam at City Creek can hold around 52 million gallons and is still used by the water department as a backup water source. The borough's utility director, Carl Hagerman, says every 3 years the state requires a thorough safety inspection of the dam, and that inspection noted deterioration of the surface of the dam's spillway.
The face of the dam is what we're working on, what we're focusing on with this project, because of decades of water spilling over the top of the dam. The concrete that was used is slowly eroding away, and so it's really just part of a standard housekeeping to maintain that dam in good condition so that it doesn't fail. That is our secondary drinking water source, raw water source, and so we need to keep it functioning and usable.
The dam dates back to the early 1950s. A January 26, 1951 edition of the Petersburg Press reported that construction of a new dam would happen in the summer of that year using a $152,000 appropriation from the Department of Interior's Office of Territories. Prior to that structure, an older wooden dam was located downstream on City Creek. This concrete structure had some upgrades in the 1970s, and the reservoir was dredged at least once, Hagerman thinks. He says the concrete has eroded and steel rebar is showing, but he doesn't believe the dam is in danger of failing.
You never want to get to that point with the dam, so this work is going to be preemptive as far as catastrophic failure is concerned, but it's something that we definitely need to do and the state expects us to take care of.
The borough will be hiring a private company to do the work. It will involve building a work pad at the bottom of the dam to stage equipment.
And then they'll use some mechanical means to grind off the existing surface to get down into some a little more solid concrete. And then from that point, they'll dowel in some rebar and do some put some steel on the surface. And then there's going to be some fairly complicated formwork to reset the original surface of the dam.
The concrete pour has to follow an arc to minimize erosion as water spills down its face, and the contractor will be pouring about 6 to 8 inches of concrete on top of what's there. The estimated cost of the work is around $200,000 to $300,000. Work will be paid for with Water Department cash reserves built up from payments by customers, and it could start as soon as this May with a completion date in late September. Hagerman explains it's important to have that backup water source.
If we ever have any problems with the pipeline or just basic maintenance on the pipeline from Cabin Creek, it's in our best interest to have that backup source so that we can switch right to it, continue to make water for the community at all times of the year. And it's worked out really well.
The borough assembly still needs to vote on awarding the contract for the work, likely at their first meeting in April. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.